It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For more on that, we're joined by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry here on a Patriots Monday. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, Perfecting the Art of Fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Doing all right.
We saw, and we just spoke to your teammate Kendrick Bourne earlier this hour. Tough loss on the field for you guys, 41-21 to Houston. It's now five losses in a row, but the offense does get unlocked. Drake May throws three touchdowns, including one to yourself. How do you feel about his debut as a starter, and what were your takeaways from his first start?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, result is not what we wanted at all. We're never going to be satisfied with that at all. Just very disappointing on how we came out and played. Just turned the ball over too many times. Put ourselves behind the sticks too many times. Just not good enough. Was proud of the way guys competed, though. Continued to chug along. Proud of the way, you know, Drake came out and competed, especially in his first start.
Do you feel better, at least, the way the game went on? That first quarter was a tough go for offense, defense. Everything was bad in the first quarter, but then able to sort of settle in a little bit. You have the great, you know, touchdown before going into the half. Did it at least feel like it was getting a little bit better out there?
Yeah, I felt good going into half. Obviously, that was a big drive for us to get some points there, and then obviously get the ball coming out, and then just, you know, something flips on us and we get a turnover coming out of half. It just, that hurts. Hurts momentum and just hurts us as a team. Just can't have those kind of things happen against good football teams. The Texans did a great job. You got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, they're a good football team, and, they came in here ready to play.
You know, you talk about the turnover to start the second half. The first play of the second half, Antonio Gibson almost gets his head ripped off, and no flag. And, you know, that happens, to get away with it. But I'm curious, like, on the field, you know, it's not like basketball where you can stop and argue with the ref and get teed up and all that stuff. But is there any kind of communication with the ref as a captain? Did you get a justification? Did anybody admit later that they missed it? Anything with that face mask or non-face mask call?
I mean, not that I didn't really get to talk to anybody about that call, so no, I did not.
Talking to Patriots tight end Hunter Henry here on Patriots Monday on WEEI. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You said something like, I was happy with how Drake competed, proud of the way he competed, something like that. As an example, like from a competitive standpoint, what jumped out to you from his first start yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I think once he settled in, he was able to see things. He was, you know, extended plays were huge for him. I mean, you know, running, I mean, he was able to be mobile and pick up some first downs with his legs. He's a great athlete. He's mobile. And then just as he settled in, he's able to see things clearly too, and able to just kind of hit his back foot and rip it. So it's always what you like to see.
Have you ever been on a team with this many offensive line combinations through 6 weeks?
I have not.
What is the challenge with that? I'm sure every time you line up, there's somebody different next to you, or at least next to him, and on down the line.
Yeah, it could be a challenge for sure. Obviously, it's not what you want at all. You love continuity and having the same guys there. But we got a bunch of guys. I will just say that, you know, are, you know, high competitors and just love coming to work, you know, are go through the grind of it. I mean, we've moved guys around at different positions. I mean, that can be really hard. I don't think people realize how hard that can be. And they just face it head on. and take it as a challenge and attack it every single day. So, you know, we have a good room in there. We have some great coaches, and I know they'll have them continue to be ready for the rest of the season.
How different was it yesterday from like a play calling standpoint? Were there different calls? Were there different things that we may not notice as fans when it's Drake May in the game as opposed to Jacoby Brissett? Or is it all about their play style and their attributes, not necessarily the play calling?
Yeah, I thought it was similar in a way. It was still kind of similar, but I mean, there's some things that were different. I mean, it's just each week is different in its own too. Each game plan is different. I mean, that defense does a lot of different things than what the defense did against the Dolphins. That, you know, there's some similarities to obviously San Francisco and the Jets, but so there's some things that you can do, but you know, each week is always a little different.
Is playing the Europe game, is it the same as a regular road trip, or are things a little bit different this week for you guys?
It's definitely a little different. Obviously time change, travel is a little tougher on you, but, it's always a cool opportunity to be able to, I mean, the game of football is how far it can take you. I mean, as a kid, you just never thought that, the game of football would, you know, take you overseas to play a game in Europe. So it's pretty crazy.
Okay. He is Patriots tight end Hunter Henry, part of the Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We always appreciate the time, Hunter. We're hoping to talk to you after one of these wins here soon. And thanks so much.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Hunter Henry joining us here on WEEI. It's interesting. I'm with him on this. It didn't seem like the play calls were that different, right? Like, especially that first drive, Keith.
Same.
It is the same Alex Van Pelt offense.
A lot of Gibson into the line, little sprinkle.
That's him.
I'm sure the play call was the exact same that they would have been for Brissett, but he's going to either eat the ball or, you know, throw it away.
So to me, the reason I asked that, Hunter Henry kind of confirmed what I expected, which is I don't think Van Pelt really called a different game for a different quarterback out there. And
no.
I was hoping
maybe
to
he should.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I was hoping to see a little bit more of that.
Yeah, right.
You know, we never really saw design runs and things that we thought we might. You didn't really even see what felt to me like any schemed up deep shots. I mean, I think May took a couple of them, but it wasn't like a ton of like schemed up deep shots.
No, it's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.